welcome you for our sixth and final Lenten Vesper service with the theme, Sustain Me in the Test, as we continue in the 40 days of Lent. You'll see the Holy Week schedule in your bulletin. Join us this Sunday, beginning of Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Communion and Devotion Services, and Palms for Everyone as we begin the holiest week of the year, this Sunday, April 10th, Palm Sunday. God bless us as we soon enter into Holy Week. The Order of Vespers, page 229, we stand.
O Lord, open my lips.
Responsibly by a whole verse.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me. In your righteousness. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead.
Therefore, Spirit reigns within me. My heart within me is alone.
I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands.
I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you, blind parchment.
Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit.
Let me hear your voice and for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you are led of my soul.
Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge.
Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground.
For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble.
And in your steadfast love, you cut off my enemies, and you destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
6, you may be seated.
Came up and asked Pilate to do for them as he had done before.
You have a custom that I set one person free for you at the Passover. Pilate answered, Whom do you want me to set free for you, Barabbas or Jesus, the king of the Jews, who was called Christ? He knew the ruling priests had handed Jesus over to him because they were jealous of him. While he was sitting in the judgment seat, his wife sent someone to him. Let that righteous man alone. I have suffered much in a dream last night on account of him. But the ruling priests and elders stirred up the people that Pilate would release Barabbas and have Jesus killed. The governor asked, Which of the two do you want me to set free? The whole crowd shouted, Not this one. Away with him. Free Barabbas. But because Pilate wanted to let Jesus go, he called out to the people again, Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called Christ, whom you call the King of the Jews? They all kept yelling, Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate asked them a third time, Why? What wrong has he done? I find nothing in him deserving death. I'm going to teach him a lesson and let him go. They shouted even louder, Crucify him! And their shouts overpowered Pilate. Pilate took Jesus and had him scourged. The governor's soldiers took Jesus into the palace, the praetorium. They called together the whole troop of soldiers. The soldiers took off his clothes, put a scarlet robe on him, twisted thorns into a crown, and placed it on his head, put a stick in his hand. They went up to Jesus, kneeling before him and worshiping him. Mocking him, they began to greet him, Hail, King of the Jews! And having spit on him, they took the stick and beat him on the head and slapped his face. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Lecture response read, page 231.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation. Leave me not, O Lord my God.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Thank you.
mercy be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We can credit Pilate with recognizing that Jesus was innocent. If nothing else, he knew this was not fair. Now, this did not stop Pilate from beating Jesus, from treating him like a criminal, but he recognized Jesus' innocence, his righteousness. We can also understand his conundrum. On the one hand, he had in his possession an innocent man, Jesus, who had no crime, but was yet sentenced to death. On the other hand, he was charged by Caesar with protecting the province of Palestine, of securing the peace, making sure the region was profitable to the empire. And he was charged to do this, to do the will of the gods and of Caesar. Now, if Pilate was a righteous man, he would have let Jesus go. He would not let innocent blood be shed. Pilate was not righteous. What Pilate was practical. He understood that if he let Jesus go, there would be riots, there would be unrest. So he decides to figure out a way to trick the people into letting Jesus go. They had the custom at the Passover to let one criminal go, to show one criminal each year the mercy that God showed them in Egypt. So Pilate offered them a choice. They could either let Jesus go, or they could let Barabbas go. Barabbas was a murderer. What's more, he was what we would call a zealot. In our day, we would call him a terrorist. He was a man who had no compunction against using violence to achieve his means. He was a man who wanted the Romans out of Israel, to return it to Jewish hands. And Pilate thought he stacked the deck in Jesus' favor. He assumed that the Israelites, who did not care for the Romans, but were good enough to hide their hate for them, he figured they would not choose Barabbas under his gaze, that they would choose instead Jesus, because otherwise they would risk eradication, they would risk appearing to be rebellious, and Rome dealt with rebellion only with violence. Pilate underestimated how much the Sanhedrin hated Jesus, how much they riled the crowds against him. They hated him so much, they told Pilate, "We have no king but Caesar," as though to assuage his fears when they chose Barabbas. This is a lie. Israel has a king. The Sanhedrin knew that. Their king is the Lord. When they spoke that, they committed a blasphemy that could not stand. They committed the same crime they accused Jesus of. But they still did it anyway. And when Pilate offered them the choice between Jesus and Barabbas, they chose Barabbas. They chose the murderer. Now, I could talk more about the political surroundings of this story, but they don't really matter. They only exist to bring Jesus here, because Jesus is cutting through these political machinations like a knife. He has come to die. He has come to die on behalf of Barabbas. Your cross I place before me, its saving power restore me. Sustain me in the test. It will, when life is ending, be guiding and attending my way to your eternal rest. Jesus, unlike Pilate and the Sanhedrin, did not come to be clever. He did not come to maneuver his way through the political system of Palestine. He came to save his people. He did not come to prevent He did not come to cause rebellion. He came to restore order. He did not come to subvert his enemies' plans. He came to suffer at them. He came to die. He came to die for the ones who seek his death. He came to die for the rebellious, murderous Barabbas. It's the greatest irony that because of Pilate and the Sanhedrin, that they give us a great example of exactly why Jesus came. He came to exchange his own life for Barabbas's. Barabbas did not earn this. He was not worthy of it. That doesn't matter. Jesus loved him. That's why he came. When you read this story, when you hear it spoken aloud, understand that you are Barabbas. You are the murderer. You are the rebel. You are the one Jesus came to save. You are the one he exchanges his own life for. You are the one he sheds his blood for. You did not earn this. You were not due it. It doesn't matter. Jesus came because he loves you. He loves you since before you were born. He came to die 2,000 years before you were conceived. And he did all of this for your sake. For this, we are called to love and obey him, serve him and honor him, Christ, the one who sacrificed himself for us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.
Continue on page 231, Canticle and Magnificat, we stand to sing.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense.
And the lifting of my hands as evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowliness.
sign the ritual of friendship, and place in the basket as you leave. We gather the offerings. You may be seated. Kyrie, page 233, we stand to sing.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.